This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind for another day. Welcome. Jamestown High School is where we're at today. I walked up to the front doors and there's two green flags flying and it says Tioga Drone Camp. Kids Camp? Drone Camp? Kids Drone Camp. Anyway, I thought, wow, how about that? I get welcomed by a drone. Actually, I had a drone out there and a couple of flags from Tioga. They're talking about that innovation up there today at the governor's summit on innovative education. And educators are gathered in Jamestown. 2 days of conversation about innovating on education. I love the topic because I think it's very obvious that there's ways that it needs to change profoundly, partly just because of the times in which we live in, where now we require teachers to be behavioral health specialists more than they actually use their skills as an educator, which is just, you know, imagine that. Imagine that. It's easy to say, well, if kids aren't learning, then it's the teacher's fault. Well, I'm not here to say that. By any stretch of the imagination, I think it's about recognizing where you are and adapting accordingly. And I think that's what innovate education is all about. We'll ask the governor a little bit about that. He'll join us here momentarily on the program, so stay tuned for that, on What's On Your Mind, moments away, okay? And we also have the Teacher of the Year on the program today. She has quite the program. She's actually speaking here a little bit, okay? And she's speaking about, listen to this. Todd, I'm sure this is how it was for you when you were in school. Every day at school should be like your birthday. Is that how it was? Was every day at school like your birthday? Work out like that for you? No? No, me either. Me either. Totally there. Daniel, how about you? Every day like a birthday when you were at school? Oh, well, good. Good for you. I don't remember that, but I think that's if nothing else, a good goal. Kayla Dornfield is North Dakota's Teacher of the Year, and we're going to talk with her about making school better than a child's birthday. Imagine that. So that'll be on the program today. Beth Sluddy also will join us. Beth is the superintendent of schools in the fastest growing school district in North Dakota. That is West Fargo. So we're looking forward to that. Tomorrow we're going to talk with the president of UND. Looking forward to that on the program. And then Friday we're going to be at Dunn Brothers Coffee in Devil's Lake. Dunn Brothers Coffee in Devil's Lake, right along Highway 2. You know what's happening there? Senator Kevin Cramer is doing a Coffee with Cramer event. It's Friday, so we're going to combine the Talk Radio Town Hall and the Coffee with Cramer event all in one spot. So that's Friday. Stop by, say hello, love to see you. Be a lot of fun. Just the next couple of days what we're doing. But Jamestown today for Innovate Education. Is there a teacher that you can think of that either taught your kids or taught you that made a huge difference in your life? What did they do that made that so different? How did they innovate? Because, you know, it can be done. What should be best practices? I'd love to know your take on this today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is a good email address. Always welcome your texts, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can text me and anything. Questions, comments for guests as they come. Just put that in your speed dial so you can do that anytime you want.
Simple as that. Okay? There you go. Want to hear from you today as well on the program a little bit about education. We'll spend some time on that. I'm not going to have a lot of time on the news headlines, but a couple of things that I've been thinking about. One is something we've talked about the last couple of days, and that is the Trump administration taking something that's been in the law for a long time. I don't remember exactly how long it's been in the law, but it's like 100 years old, right? And it has to do with immigrants who come here, seek to come here to the United States, legal immigration requirements on them. And there's something in the law called public charge, the public charge law. Now, it's always been there. The Obama administration changed the definition of public charge. I'm sure that'll surprise you, to say, you know, if you give a citizen of the United States public benefits, welfare, help, you ought to do the same for legal immigrants. The Trump administration is saying, okay, if we tally that up, that's about $2 some odd billion. That's about $2 some billion every single year. Now, I get the Obama administration had different priorities on what they wanted to spend on, but, I mean, at a time when we're trying to pinch pennies, I just want you to ask yourself, what's the better definition of the public charge law? Is it, you come to the United States, you got a chance to live the American dream, provide for your families, but we're going to require that you're able to sustain yourself, that you're not going to need public assistance, because that's for taxpayers. They're the ones that paid for that. If you're immigrating here, you didn't pay for that, right? Or should we say, well, what's it, you know, $2 billion really in a however many trillion annual budget, just, you know, big deal, who cares, you know, whatever. We go the other way. This issue, while just one tiny sliver of a whole host of things, not unlike what I heard about on Energy Matters, interviewed a guest from the Western Energy Alliance. They are saying, Congress, please pass this effort to take a percentage of oil and gas revenue from public lands. And by the way, they're not going on parks. They're not going, grasslands. They're not going to any of the protected wildlife or parks areas. Just where there is oil and gas development right now on federal lands, they take a percentage of the oil taken out of the ground, and it fixed the $12 billion backlog in parks. Not a good idea. Instead, the Obama administration ignored it. And it's a huge mess right now. So I think these things make common sense. And I also think if we don't win the argument, if we don't defend correctly the argument and take this on, we risk just continuing to circle the drain, $20 trillion in debt, and going down this path. I don't want to. I absolutely don't want to, and I hope you don't want to as well. So that's why I think it's really important. So watch that whole discussion over public charge very closely. Very closely. What else? We got education in North Dakota and how to innovate. Have you seen a teacher doing a good thing? You let me know. We have the public charge definition. The last one I'd add was in USA Today. I'm not a big USA Today fan because it's sort of like news dumbed down for, you know, I don't know who, but this one I couldn't resist. And evidently, I didn't know this, but there is a growing public health concern, mental health concern, over people that are freaked out about climate change. And they're getting anxiety from it, and they're not having kids because of it, and folks, this is the, I'm not going to call them names, all right, anybody that's in that category, but I am going to say, if you think of the United States of America, that your grandparents or great-grandparents. Okay, your parents are your great-grandparents. Your whatever, you know, family members. They were pioneers that came here and settled land. Would have that had that kind of way of thinking about them. What would America be today? What would America be today? I'm not going to have kids because of global warming. I'm having anxiety because of global warming. Number one, you need to broaden your news sources out a little bit, grab a little bit more than just exactly that. Oh, my gosh. It's a true story. It's in USA Today today. Just think of that. This is, I mean, that's the danger of the path we're on. A couple of my thoughts. Welcome yours. More from the Innovation Education Summit. Jamestown, after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is a vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, the number 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. We have one heck of a good deal now. Have you heard about this? Well, there's always a good deal at MyPillow, but this is kind of neat. This is a give back from Mike Lindell to our fine listeners on What's on Your Mind, because he knows you, our listeners, have helped build MyPillow into this amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor, the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. So you can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials, you can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99. With the promo code SCOTT, it's only $29.99 now. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and save up to 50%, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Promo SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. Governor Burgum scheduled to join us here in a little bit. He actually was he's still on stage. He's being asked a lot of questions by the audience here, so it's taking up some time, and we'll figure out a time that'll work for him. Meantime, we can talk with you. We love doing that anyway. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, what does the goal of every day at school being a day like your birthday party have to do with preparing a young person to be in the world? I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to ask the teacher of the year, because that's the title of her talk, and I want to ask her about it, and we'll certainly ask that question as well. But let me just say this. I had teachers. Mr. Johnsrud was my favorite teacher. Mr. Johnsrud was my fifth grade teacher. I had a blast in that class. I'm 54 years old, and I can remember how I felt in that class that day. I don't remember how I felt most birthdays. To me, a birthday is just up, you know. Even as a kid, I never was a big birthday guy. I don't know. I just, you know, it's nice because, you know, people tell you they love you and your family's with you and you get to, you know, get together. But I don't, you know, crave the attention or anything, right? So I would say my time in the fifth grade, what I remember of it today, this many years later, feels a little like a birthday. And I learned something. So I don't think it's wrong to have a little fun and also learn. I'll give you another example. Claude Jook. He was my teacher in high school, senior English. I understand he died a couple of years ago. Every time I mention his name on the air, some people call him and talk about him. Okay, I think you probably know me well enough to know that I wouldn't pull Shakespeare necessarily off the shelf or go see, you know, a play with Shakespeare. Or it's just not me. It is not, okay? I'm more tapped into the kind of the current political cycle or whatever. But I loved learning about Shakespeare from Claude Jook. He brought it to life. We had so dang much fun, and we had this thing where on Fridays somebody different could bring the treats. And one time I brought Colby cheese and Wheatsworth crackers, which they don't sell anymore. It makes me crazy. And I brought them from Hill Grocery in Montevideo, our favorite little grocery store, their hometown grocery store, kind of like the old neighborhood grocery stores. I brought them to school, and he went crazy for him. So every time he'd see me, he'd say, Hammond, how about some cheese and crackers? Well, you know, where's the cheese and crackers? I could maybe get you to, B minus. If I get, otherwise, you're strong C plus. he was fun. He had a good time. But I learned a ton from the guy. So I think, I don't know if that's what she means or not, but to me, you know, I don't know. I think that's fine. I think that's part of it. I don't. Another says, Scott, if you want a millennial to do something, it's really simple. First of all, what you need to do is make a reality TV show about it. Case in point, cupcake wars, food truck wars, house flip storage locker wars, ink tattoo shops, on and on it goes. The left can convince them of anything. It comes out of higher ed condition for how we help our millennials. You got to go that route. Maybe so. Maybe so. Another texter says, if we can't afford more people on our taxpayer dime, a friend of mine who had heart failure had to decide which medication or food or personal care items she could get by without each month because her disability benefits weren't enough to cover it all. She worked all her life, paid into Medicare and taxes, but still couldn't get a livable benefit. But we give welfare to illegal aliens who never worked or paid taxes. This makes no sense whatsoever. Well, and this law is about legal immigrants. It's about legal immigrants and saying, whoa, wait a minute. But I hear you. You make a good point. That's why, if for no other reason, let's take $2.5 billion every year
and put it on, I don't know, some other benefit for someone that's paid taxes, like your friend. I agree. Texter says that the government does want to give legal immigrants any public assistance, and maybe the churches should spend their millions on them. Well, churches are benevolent. There's no doubt about that. I don't know about all churches, but most are. I mean, the Catholic Church is, you know, a prime example. That is, it literally is, if you look at what they spend around the globe, what they do in caring, feeding for people, teaching people, caring for people, it's a huge part of what they do. It really is. So they're doing it, but I take your point. I take your point. It's not a government expense, not when we have $20+ trillion in debt. And again, it's the law. All they're doing is bringing common sense back to the law. But watch. This will be used again and again and again. I hope there isn't some hue and cry that caused them to back off of it, but it will be a major thing in the Democratic primary. They're going to use it all over the place. Trust me on this one thing. Yes, they are. They're going to do that. Again and again and again. It's not right, but they will. It isn't. We got a grasshopper we can play here. Kev, Todd. Yeah, we should do that. Todd's off today, isn't he? I forgot.
Yeah, that. Todd's off today.
He's off actually for a week. And it's not all fun. He's doing some work running around. And he was going up to Stanley today and then taking his dad on a trip that he wanted to go on. So he's doing what you're supposed to do in the summer. I love that. That's good. Robert says, Scott, kids can have fun and learn. Okay, good. Birthday party fun? Does it work? Does it work that well? Birthday party fun? I don't know. Maybe it could be. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Lots of text today. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Kevin Flynn in for Todd, the radio god, Mitchell today, and also Daniel on the phones. So when you call up Daniel, you just tell him, hey, I want to talk to Scott about whatever. I want to straighten Scott out about whatever. You know, you can do it. One other little news note. Did you know Barney Fife still lives? And he works in New York?
Yeah, him and Paul Blart.
Yeah. There's a story out about how the prison guard for Jeffrey Epstein was literally asleep. Two of them were sleeping. I kid you not. Have you seen the other meme going around that the prison guard on duty with the key and the outfit and everything else? They did a little Photoshop. It looks to me like it's Bill Clinton. I don't know if you've seen that one. But
they were making sure that Otis didn't escape, you know? Yeah.
Oh, you got to have a sense of humor. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy called Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
American rapper ASAP Rocky's been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Well, it isn't too hard to figure out why going to school should be like a birthday. Isn't your birthday a happy day? If when you go to school, you should be happy in school. You should feel secure. You should feel safe. You should learn, make friends, enjoy the environment, sports. That's kind of like a birthday. At least that's what my birthdays are all about, being happy that I'm alive. And I went to school, I'm 48. I went to school in Pingree Buchanan in North Dakota. Best school of my whole life. I went there, graduated out of there. Best school I ever went to. I'd go back if I could. That was the most fun I ever had in my life. We had a great time. We learned. Kids got along. Everybody did things together. It's not like that anymore. Go to school and enjoy yourself. Best years of your life. Thanks.
Some places, that's the way it should be. There's no doubt about it. Now, I will say that there's a mental health crisis, you know, where students this goes to exactly why we spend time talking about why do things like these, school shootings happening. There's something going on for a whole number of reasons. But, you know, I think the classrooms today are not necessarily the classrooms that you and I had. So there is that issue. That's just all the more reason they have to innovate. But I agree it should be fun. And I think that what Kayla's talking about, I don't know exactly her, you know, thesis on this, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it. But I'm with you. There's times I remember were very fun, and I can't remember a single birthday party. I guess 50. I can remember, was it 50 or 40? I don't even remember anymore. How about that? I can't remember which was the best, but my wife did a surprise birthday party. I think that was 50, 40. I think it was 40. Anyway, we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. And, and one time a little bit of a listener party, but for the most part, as I say, I'm not necessarily a birthday guy, so it just doesn't really do it for me. You know what I mean? Anyway, Oasis Petroleum, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. I'll tell you, the team at Oasis, there's a lot of them listening right now. They're in the top tier of North Dakota oil and gas producers. Got a lot going on. They have that Be the Buffalo spirit. You need that in good times and in bad times, but probably bad times more than anything. In other words, storm's coming, doesn't matter. Go into the storm. We'll find our way. And that's what they do. And a lot of people in North Dakota do that. I'm sitting outside a school resource officer's office in Jamestown Public High School. You know, and these are people that go a thin blue line into the storm. Law enforcement, sheriffs, I mean, all of them. Teachers do. I could go on and on and on, but you're going to know it when you see it, whatever they do. It could be a janitor. Maintenance crew here is fantastic. Whatever it is, who has that Be the Buffalo spirit? We want to know about it. We want to celebrate it. You can, you know, text me somebody's name, 701-367-2054. You don't have to do anything other than say,
I saw this. It's pretty cool. Here's this person's name. That's all you have to do. You know, they teach here. They're first responder there, whatever. 701-367-2054. You can also go to our 24-7-B, the Buffalo hotline, and leave a message. That's 855-200-1776. Or email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. ScottH@flagfamily.com. Okay? All right. Here's some more text while we wait for the governor here at the Innovative Education Summit going on in Jamestown, North Dakota today. The governor he's fired up. He's having a good time. And as I said, a lot of questions coming from the audience, so he's going a little bit longer than they had planned. So we don't have him yet, but we'll have him soon. Here is a text. Any chance you can get Sheriff Jesse Johnner to voice his opinion on the Jeffrey Epstein alleged suicide? I would think he'd be able to tell us how it is when somebody is under suicide watch at the Cass County Jail, how they are when they get back to general population. If they get back to general population, I think he could answer a bunch of questions. I bet he could. We'll do that. Love guest suggestions, by the way. Love them. Absolutely 100%. Texter says, because people left God out. That's why school has changed. That's why your classroom experience and that caller's classroom experience is different than the one today. Because they left God out. I saw some state, I forget where, it was on Fox and Friends this morning, was doing an innovative thing where they were bringing in God We Trust, which is right on the money, back into the schools. And they talked about the fact that 16 schools or 14 schools, I forget the number, 14 states rather, had the possibility for their schools to have In God We Trust in the schools. Now, I don't know what that means, to have In God We Trust in the school. I mean, I'm looking around here and I see things like Parent Awareness and Prevention Center, Be a Volunteer. I'm seeing the Big Six, Task Definition, Information Seeking Strategies, Location and Access, Use of Information, Synthesis Evaluation. I'm seeing Text a Tip if you have information about weapons, violence, drugs, alcohol, other safety concerns. Jamestown Police Department number. Callers remain anonymous. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Do they have that everywhere? I hope they do. Blue Jays in the news, but I'm just scanning. I don't see In God We Trust anymore. I see Go Big Blue. I see Dollars for Scholars. I don't know how people are using it. I'd be interested to know how they're using it. Tell me. You know how that exactly is happening. I would. I'd like to know. No question about it. Okay, other texters. You're in a texting mode today, aren't you? Scott, it's because schools having to teach the things that parents aren't instead of teaching what they're supposed to. So schools have to teach the thing parents are not. What would be examples of that?
Respect, common sense.
All right. So just kind of the basic tenets that come from a parent, normally. Yep. All right. I got
for
you.
Some kids, for sure.
Yeah. Whereas when you and I went to school, you know, mom and dad said, hey, tell the truth. Be a fine stand-up.
Do unto others.
Student, yeah. I don't know. You're probably right. It's a challenge. I mean, I don't put all this on teachers at all. All I know, and my only teacher reform, and I'm going to ask the governor about it, in my opinion, but I know there's a mixed view of how you do this and, you know, what you do. But I know good teachers, right? I can name a half a dozen teachers in a nanosecond that taught our kids who were unbelievable, who had a huge effect on them. I mean huge, okay? And in my mind, they ought to be paid more. You know, they ought to be paid more.
No doubt.
I think you then have somebody underneath that teacher to say, wow, number one, he's a good teacher. Number two, he makes more than I do. So I want to aspire to that. And it would sort of, I don't know, take off the layer of just, I'm going to get what I'm going to get. So I'm going to, you know, you're not a teacher in mail a day. And I don't think you're a teacher in mail a day. I don't. I mean, there's so much work that goes into it and so much stuff you do that's unreimbursed. I get all that. But I think the fact that there is so many mental health issues, that's why this whole conference tomorrow is about just the mental health space, entire thing.
tomorrow. I'm not kidding you. That's how important it is, because teachers right now can't teach. They don't have the time to teach because they're dealing with disruptions and kids that have mental health issues. So, you know, there's some of that. And I think you're right. Teachers have to teach things they shouldn't have to teach.
Some, for sure. You can't say all, but definitely some in some classrooms with some kids are, you know, being pushed beyond.
All right, another question, another comment, rather. 258-0550 to call us. You obviously know the number to text us because I've got 9 million texts here. 701-367-2054 to text, but call us at 258-0550, 701-258-0550 for your take on any of this today. No, Scott, God isn't the only problem. It's a big one, but not only. We've given children too much control over adults, giving them too much choices, too many choices as to what they want to learn versus teaching them what they need to know. That's interesting. All right, you agree with that? You have some good suggestions, and you keep them coming in on what's on your mind. All right, we have 19 before the top of the hour, and here he is, fresh off the stage, Governor Doug Burgum. That was fun, huh?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, no, it was great. We got a great group of people here, and educators from all over. We got school board members. We got legislators. We've got principals and superintendents. We've got frontline teachers, innovators in the classroom, and this is a group of people that this group here is. These are the change agents. These are the innovators. These are the ones that are going to, you know, help set the direction for the future in North Dakota.
Why are you doing this? It's not your first one. This has been going on a while. What was the vision behind this?
Well, it pretty straightforward. We're going through a period of digital transformation. Every industry, every company. Every job is being affected by a digital transformation, and education is certainly not immune to that. And so when we have this level of disruption, you can either let the disruption happen to you, or you can take advantage of it, lead, and we have an opportunity to create a competitive advantage for the state of North Dakota when we're competing for workforce. Part of the reason when families choose to live here versus anywhere else in the country, they take a look at the school system and say, what are the opportunities for kids? My kids, are they going to have a great education here? And we have an opportunity to build the best education system in the country right here in North Dakota.
So what have you pulled out of these to date, and what do you hope to pull? I mean, if you bundle all this, get all these people in the room, get them thinking a little bit differently, can you see something down the road that this becomes?
Well, absolutely, and I think that when we held the first one of these, we kind of loaded them up with national speakers, best-selling authors, you know, let's inject a bunch of fresh ideas into North Dakota from elsewhere. Today, the lineup today is almost exclusively North Dakota students, teachers, educators, principals, and we're going to be giving out awards for innovation at the student level, innovation at the classroom level, the classroom teacher, innovation at the building level. That means generally a principal or their leadership team, innovation at the district level, which can mean the superintendent, and then some more system-wide things, which can include school boards. Because there's innovation and leadership happening at all those levels. But today the stage is full of North Dakota leaders that are doing great cutting-edge things. And a lot of that comes back to personalized learning. It comes back to real-world, team-based, hands-on, project-based learning. And you might say, hey, that sounds a lot like 4-H, or that sounds a lot like FFA, or a lot like scouting, or a lot like. But now it can also mean FIRST Robotics. It can mean STEAM, not just STEM, but STEAM including the arts. It can mean Marketplace for Kids. It can mean all these things. We're teaching hands-on, real-world, team-based skills, and in the context of that, they're learning the fundamentals that they need to be successful in a world that's changing.
We were just talking with the audience a little bit about our own education experiences, and Caleb Dornfeld, the Teacher of the Year, is going to talk here in a moment. And one thing she talks about is sort of making class like a birthday, right? I mean,
yes.
Every day a birthday kind of thing,
right.
You know. And some people go, what the heck? School's not about being a birthday. But, you know, we were talking, I look back, and I actually think of my best education experiences a heck of a lot more than I have a memory of a birthday. So, I mean, a good teacher can do that.
Yes.
I want to ask you a little bit about how we reward that. You know, what we do to make sure that others are inspired to follow Kayla and others like her. We'll do that when we come back with Governor Doug Burgum at the
Innovative Education Summit in Jamestown.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are back on What's on Your Mind live at Jamestown today at the Governor's Innovative Education Summit. Just the fourth year? Third or fourth year?
Third year.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. A lot going on here. So, tomorrow is all about, I want to finish on Caleb. So anyway, clearly, you know, a great teacher, incredible, and has, you know, I've always thought if Caleb was, you know, she's rewarded with obviously Teacher of the Year and some accolades, but, you know, if she made more than her peers did, two things. One, people might be attracted to that profession that wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
Right. Say, hey, I could make $60,000, $70,000 a year being a teacher, get great benefits, whatever. And also somebody down there at 40 And 30 might say, I want to be like her, yes. And I actually have a path to that.
Yep.
But that's a somewhat controversial, idea, I guess, in education. Why?
Well, I'm not sure why, because it seems so straightforward to me. And Iowa did a great thing. They've got a program called the Teacher Leadership Fund, where when you have someone like a Kayla who's out in front innovating and doing leadership things, you give the flexibility to the local school board to be able to reward and incentivize people like that for doing the great things that they're doing. And you know, right now we got a methodology in our state which is really based on two things. It's based on time and position, so tenure, and it's based in what your level of education is. And so, if you get paid more for level of education, we do have a lot of teachers that seek master's degrees, and that keeps people going to our higher education institutions. There's a number of people that have got a bachelor's that are getting a master's, but sometimes you can get additional levels of education. It doesn't make you a better teacher necessarily. So I think we having this teacher leadership fund on
top. And that's
top,
just automatically more money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just the automatic bump.
Yeah. And so I think, having something on top of time and position and education level, having something on top of those incentive structures around leadership, again, called it the Teacher Leadership Fund. And Iowa started this out as a pilot. They quickly rolled it out to the whole state. We had some money put in the budget for last year, didn't make it through, but we're going to continue to educate, and hopefully we can get at least a pilot going this next time, because we do, as you say, we want to incent people that are doing the kinds of innovative things that are either being more cost effective in how we teach our kids, or more effective in terms of actually creating an education that's engaging. Because again, there's so many benefits. If we can keep people engaged, whether it's through hands-on, real-world, team-based activities, or whether it's through a deeper investment in career and technical training. Because, again, when we got 30,000 jobs open in our state and $1.6 trillion of college debt, I think it tells you that not every student needs to go to college, not every student should go to college, but you can get a great job with a company that will pay for your college throughout your life, because this is education over a lifetime. It's not, do I get a degree between age 18 and 22? It's what are the skills that I have to be successful in my life? And so we have to answer that question, and so we have to drive some of the CTE, co-op, apprenticeship things also down into the high school, because to give these kids an opportunity to get fantastic jobs in North Dakota with companies that'll pay for their college, as opposed to, hey, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to borrow a bunch of money and get a degree because either my parents, my friends, or society, culturally, that's what I should do is get a degree. And that might have been true once. It's not necessarily true today. You can have an incredible life today without that degree.
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons I'm here, because I just think that what K-12 and higher ed need to do is completely rewire themselves to be linked in with the economic opportunities that are right beneath our nose and are phenomenal. And again, something for everybody. If you can come out of high school and with some welding classes end up making $80 an hour, which some welders in this state have made, why wouldn't you?
Right.
And if you love welding.
And then you'll work for that company, and they will train you to become someone who programs a robotic welder.
Yeah.
And then you'll make $120,000 because you'll be a software engineer programming robotic welders, because who better to program a robotic welder than a welder?
Another reason I'm here is mental health. My eyes have been opened in a big way to know that teachers can't be teachers all the time. They've got to be literally sometimes 60-40, sometimes 70-30 mental health professionals / teachers. Well, of course education's going to suffer, right? I mean, yes. There's no other way. How do you fix that?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do, and we call it Team North Dakota, which is really getting our largest agencies, our largest budgets working together, because, again, K-12, $2 billion every 2 years. Human Services, $4 billion every 2 years. Tomorrow we have the entire day dedicated. This is the first time it's ever happened in North Dakota, maybe in any state, but we've got our Human Services Department and all of the folks from, frontline school districts, school boards, we had state legislators here working together so that we can have our Human Services Department, which deals with all of our behavioral health resources and opportunities and programs, and really take those from the state and integrate them into the school district. So we're working alongside on behavioral health issues so we can catch stuff earlier. We can have that in the school system, because right now, if we've got a school resource officer, aka law enforcement in the schools, which we need for school safety, if you've got someone who's really acting out, sometimes they don't get introduced to a health professional, they get introduced to law enforcement. Then they enter our criminal justice system. And as I just, you know, told the audience here today, I mean, it's fantastic that North Dakota supports education as one of our priorities better than almost any state. We've got the fastest growing in any state in the nation in terms of how we've increased our support for K-12. We'll have over $10,000 per student in annual aid coming from the state of North Dakota. And kudos to, you know, industry, the private sector, the energy industry, because that's what's really driving the revenue that allows us to do that. But $10,000 per student. You know what we spend in corrections? $41,000 a year to incarcerate someone.
That's just smart math.
No, it's we've got to get the resources into the schools and take care of these issues early and keep them out of the criminal justice system.
I heard you tell the audience something about bee boxes. What should I be looking for out there?
Record honey crop coming up in North Dakota, and if one hits your windshield and you get a clear liquid, that's nectar. Get out and lick it off your windshield. Trust me.
Good advice. Thanks, Governor. Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
More coming up.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge at San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.